Umar says, Ahudi Yomale Lechavri. A man said to his friend, Nichsei Lecho, I want all my property to go to you. V'yachrecha Leploini. And after you, when you die, then it should go to somebody else, not to your children. Now again, Berishon Roy LeYoshev. His first person was one of his sons, somebody fitting together with Eretz Yerusha. So, Heavy Shachar Rishon, what happened was the first one died. So also Sheni, the second person came, Kotova, wanted to collect the property. Listen, the father said the true went to the first son, but after him it comes to me. So Sava, Rav Elish Kami, the Rav Lameina. Rav Elish thought to say in front of Rava that Sheni Nami Shalko true, the Sheni should take it, since he said Achrecho, and he's Achrecho, he should take it. Oh, Malay, he answered back, no. Dainey, the chatzistah, hochi, dainey. That a dain, the pastor is like this, is the pshat, he doesn't know the locha. He's not making a compromise, but that's not the locha. Because love, isn't it? Hainu, the sholach ravacha, bar ravavio, that he sent back to him, that since the first one received the b'teros Yerusha, the klal is Yerusha in lehefzik. So therefore, the first one keeps it, and the second one does not get it. So Gemara says, Ichsif, he became embarrassed, like he made a mistake. He was embarrassed. So Kori led him and called back. Then Kori, Rova, wanted to be Menachemim, and he said this post, like, Ani Hashem, Bosa Achishna, Hashem comes, and he will heal up the tzaddikim. Shalom says, Ba'is, Shatzaddikim, Tzvichim Yeshua, Chodesh Baruch Hu Mamtilem, that Chodesh Baruch Hu helps them. So here also, Hashem will help you. But that's the Lucha Taka, that when the first son receives the Vateros Yerusha, he keeps it. And when he dies, the second one does not take it, because Ein Yerusha Hefzik, once he gets the Vateros Yerusha, it goes down the line, his son gets it, his son, it stays in his Mishpacha. Now the Mishnah says, HaKoysev es nechosov li'achirim, if somebody writes off his property to somebody else, v'niach es bonov, and he does not leave off anything for his own children. So Lachar is Masha also Asui. What the father did, he could do. He can give away all his property for a present to somebody else. Elo just Yishino, Ein Ruach HaChom Nechemeno. The Chom do not like this. If he left the Chom, they would say no. The Chom would want that a father should leave over the Taras Yerusha his property to his own children. He should not be Yoker the Nachlo Midiraisa. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in there, he says it depends. In lehoya bon of noigim kishura, zochalatayv, if his children are not acting nicely, then zochalatayv, then the father has the right, lechatchila, to give away for present all his property to somebody else, and his children will not receive Yerusha at all. So Mar says, Yiboyli, we have a question like this. Mi pligi rabbon oled, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, oiloi, like, does the Tanakhama argue on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel or not? Maybe the Tanakhama is only talking about where the son is a good son. Then it's Ein Ruach HaChom Nechemenu. But maybe where the son is bad, they agree. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, the Yosef ben Yoezer, Hoyoloi ben, he had a son, Shloi Hoyonoi Keshura. He was not acting nicely. Heavenly Elisa the Dinri. He had a lot of money, had like a bundle of money. So come, the father got up, Akdashay, he was Makdashit, like instead of giving it, leaving it over to Yerusha, to his son, he made it a Hegdash. Also, what happened with his son was, Nosev Bas Godo Klila Diyani Malka. He married a daughter of the one that was making the crowns for the king. Elida de Reisua. It happened then that his wife gave birth. So Zovin Lo Binte. This son, the bad son of Yosef ben Yoezer, bought a fish for his wife, Zovin Le Binte Kora. They opened up the fish, Ashkach Bo Magalisa. They found inside of the diamond, a big diamond inside the fish. Is Omrulay, so his wife said to him, Le Timtai Lamalka, don't stop sell it or give it to the king. The Shak will lo minoch bedemek lilo. They'll take it away from you at a very cheap price, they won't pay it too much. But rather she said, Zil amti lagabi gizbori. Go sell it like to the Beis Hamikdash. Go bring it to the Jews, bring it to the gizbor. And v'lo tisharmu, you do not say how much is worth at. Why? The amiros l'gvoya kimsiros l'hejit. Because just speaking it out is like giving it away to Hegdish. So if you say how much it's worth, that means like you mean right away to be makdashit to give it to them. So rather you do not say a price, but rather let them quote a price. Sam tuya, he brought it to them, shamu betleser aliyot de dinri. They said it was worth $13,000. Amri late, so the Chum said to him like this, listen, sheva ika, 7,000 we have, shisleka, 6 we don't have yet. Omulus, who said like this, sheva havli, okay, give me the 7,000, shis harehen mukdoshes lishamayim, the extra 6,000, I'll be matish, I'll let you keep it. Omdu, so they got off the cross, so they wrote down like this, Yosef ben Yereza, the father, hechnesachas. He only brought in $1,000 to Hegdish. But the deek is going to be Hichnes. Mashmi did something good that he brought into Hegdish. Ubenoi Hichnes Sheish, but his son even did better, brought in 6,000 to Hegdish. That's one Gersa. Vika the army, some said the Gersa was like this, that Yosef ben Yereze Hichnes Achas. He only brought in one. Ubenoi Hoitzi Sheva. His son took out 7 though. But Akopon the Midu Kamri Hichnes, since it says a lashon like the father was hichnis, brought into Hegdish 1,000, mechlal the shaper of it, mashmi did good, so mashmi the chomim will also agree to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that if your son is not noy kishura, you have a right to give away your benachosim to Hegdish or to give it away to somebody else. So Gemara says maybe no, adarav, just the opposite. Midukamri, hichnis, mechlal, adarav, midukamri, hoitzi, since it says he took out, Mechlal the love shop of it. He did not do good. He can't bring any proof. But I call upon my heavier law. What's the maskono? Toshima, Tiomale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shouldn't know. Like my good Talmud. Loitehevei be'evure achsanto. You should not be somebody that gives away a Yerusha. Like take away the property from your children. Even from a bad son to a good son. From a son to a daughter. In other words, the Tanakhama really argues on Rosh Hashanah ben Gamliel. And it's not right. It's not right to take away a din Yerusha. Pharaoh wanted that the father's property should go equally to the son's. And the father should not take away the property, even from a bad son, to give it to a good son. So here we see that the Tanakhama, the Chomim, do argue on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mashma, this is the halacha, that a father should not like take away, dissolve the din Yerusha. Even though one son is not acting so nice, still he should leave it, that his son should yashin him equally. Okay, we'll stop here.
Or just yeah, again, let's do this again. Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base. Let's a ton of rabbon, let's for lines. Maisa Biyodimek on the story of the person, Shlohoye Bon of Neigon Kishuya. He had children, they didn't act nice. So therefore, Omad Vikosav Nechosav Nyonasan Ben Azil. He went to his father and wrote away all his Nechosav's property and gave it away for a present to Yonasan ben Aziel. In other words, that his son, his bad son, should not receive the Yerusha. Ma'os Yonasan ben Aziel, what did Yonasan ben Aziel do? So Mochashlish, one third of the property he sold. Ferikdishlish, one third of the property he gave with Matish. Ferikdish, Ferikdishlish, the born of Shlish, but he went and returned one third of the property Hitaka gave back to his son. To the bit, son gave him back one third. So it could be that's a little bit like we passed before. But you know before passing really, it's not right to take away your wish from your son. Even though he's a bad son, still it's not nice to take it away from him. So therefore here that the father took it away from the son, could be that's why Yonasan ben Aziel went and gave back one third to the son. So what happened was Borelov Shammai Bemakolei Vitamiloi. Like Shammai came to argue against Yonasan ben Aziel, and he came to like with a stick and but according to the stick of Atamila was vague, as if to say, like, how do you have a right to give it back to the son? In other words, the whole reason why the father gave you the present was that the son should not receive it, so you have no right to give it back to the son. Omalei, so Yonasan ben Uzziel said back to Shammai, Omalei Shammai, said like this, listen, if you heard that I sold to somebody else, or that I was makdish, if you heard you could take it away from me, and say like it's all bottle, so then true, then I'll agree to you that you have a right to force me to take it back the third that I gave this son. We'll soon explain what he meant to say.